Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. I want to talk about my music, my bad days singing, sorry. You know, that's why I came out to L.A. is to sing and make it in Hollywood. Here's my song. You can listen to that already. They've been released a while back, like a year ago. You know, I was involved in that song and all my songs that were released, not just singing it, but the songwriting and the producing. The producing arrangement is so important because, you know, with the lyrics, I had to write those lyrics. And I went in and worked with somebody, and we put together that song really well. It's really important for me as a singer-songwriter to do the best I can. You know, I get criticized all the time, you know, especially when I'm practicing with nobody to sing to, or if I'm playing my keyboards, that I can't play and I can't sing. Well, right now I cannot sing. I didn't sing my best in practice. I couldn't hit the high notes. I couldn't even get to the soprano or high countertenor range, high tenor range, because of a bad cold, and I should still try to sing. I never wrote a dark song that was from experiences I had with people wanting to hinder my chances to make it a singer and songwriting, take away my dream, you know. It's called Take Away My Dream, and, you know, it's just, it was just with a drum machine and me singing. So I had to do these vocal warm-ups that I do in water, clear my voice, but my voice is not, I shouldn't be singing probably because it's not 100%. To say my voice is damaged is an understatement, but it's damaged before my cold. I have maybe a virus, something going on, allergy. So I'm not 100% vocally. So I can't hit those high range. So I get close with a tenor. Only promotion I can do is a tenor. And that's okay, you know, because I'm practicing. It would be a far cry if I was on stage at the Whiskey A Go-Go or if I was online singing and I sounded terrible. Then I would be more concerned. And, you know, people say, oh, my songwriting's bad and all that. You know what? His opinion, you know. Those are dream killers, you know. I don't listen to that. Oh, my voice is bad. I can't sing enough. I believe I can sing great. I like any other singer, human being, I'm not going to sing my best. So when I'm in my living room playing my piano, I'm not playing for anybody on my keyboard. I'm writing a song. But I also use the time to practice the voice. And my voice is damaged from having a cold or allergy. So I can't sing my best. So I worry about that if I'm singing live at a show in front of people or if I'm on TV or perhaps I'm on podcasts. And, you know, my podcast show, sometimes, you know, bad days happen. You know, I had to cancel a show because, you know, the keyboards are off or whatever, but I can play the keyboards very well. But when I'm practicing at my home, which I get all my ideas, you know, like when I want my Hollywood dream come true, I play the keyboard melody, my original keyboard melody. Then I took that keyboard melody, and then David Waterbury helped put that keyboard melody with a different keyboard melody, and that became a song. So I was involved in the music and the lyrics. I wrote all the lyrics, but the music, I was involved in the music, the lyrics, and producing. The unfortunate situation was that David wasn't probably well from COVID, and so I took over a lot. So I want to thank David for working with me with that song because it was great to do. But my music is out for you to enjoy. But when I'm at home, you know, just practice. I'm going to make errors. That's what practice is for vocally. I can sing and I can write. But when I did the song Take Away Dream, I couldn't hit the high notes. You know, I love, one of the things I love about songwriting and singing, I love to modulate because the different keys helps with the voice get into different keys. So, you know, it's just a bad day. So I'm just trying to write songs. I consider myself a singer, songwriter. They both are equal. One without the other would inhibit the other. They go hand in hand. But the keyboard is definitely where I can play the tune. I can play the tune to a melody. And then I wrote another song. And, you know, I'm writing all these songs that relate to some experience recently or where my dreams and seeing people around me who want to sabotage it. And, you know, and the thing is that writing about stuff like that is good. But to be have a positive attitude is so important. And for me not to give up. But I don't consider myself a rock singer. Just a rock singer. So when people say I sing rock and roll, I don't like when they say that because a lot of my songs are pop. So I'm a multifaceted singer. There's a lot of pop singers who sing rock too. So I would say I'm more of like a Justin Timberlake type singer. Or maybe, you know, somebody else. You know, it doesn't matter. I've been struggling for a very long time, as some of you probably know. I've been struggling for decades and have not received that big break. But what keeps me going is to continue to create and write a song. The songs I wrote today were just from the heart. And I have to release, you know, I had to put them on my BMI catalog, which is almost 400 songs when actually I've written thousands. So it's very difficult. But I'm happy with myself. You know, being an artist is so difficult. I'm an artist and multifaceted. I can sing, I write, I do podcasts, I love to act. And some people call me a comedian, but I'm not a comedian. I'm just joke around. Maybe I'm a natural comedian. I don't know. But I will keep that open mind, but I'm really a singer, songwriter, actor, be on stage and have a good time. And to do it for a living, to make it out, Hollywood is so important. To not give up, and you know, you listen to my song, I Want My Hollywood Dream Come True About This. There's also two other songs I released recently. It's called Basic Jam Part 2, and I Wanted My Hollywood Dream Come True, which is just a keyboard. I played that today, and I was just practicing. It's a song I made up on the keyboard, because I've written tons of songs on the keyboard. It's like, gosh. But good days and bad days, it's great to be an artist. To be human. So I couldn't hit that high note. I couldn't hit the notes today is because I have a cold, a virus, understandable. The other reason I had to take a break because I got other things, but I'm just taking a little break to rest my voice so I can sing better on my own terms. My songwriting is always there. I always come with new ideas, but the most thing I like with songwriting is writing about love because love is so important. It's so important to love. But I also think it's so important for me or anybody to be recognized, to recognize thyself. It really heals the soul when someone is recognized. So, but the most important thing is to recognize myself. Because if the world doesn't recognize me, I have to recognize myself. I really went through a lot. My life has been filled with situations where I had to deal with persecution, for being who I am and still do. Still being Tiger, but I still feel that I have to be happy. I'm a very good person. I have a talent to sing and write and to go for dreams. And that's all that matters is to do the best I can in my life because I only have one life to live. And to you all, may you go for your dreams and don't give up on them. Life can be difficult. One day at a time, good day, good night from Death Night.